recording.
Oh, so am I.
Oh. It is bright and early.
Uh-huh.
Morning drive time.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
You're back with Bitch and Piglet in the apocalypse.
That's right. Man, shit is fucked. Shit is fucked. I'm so upset. I'm standing up. I have 1 foot up on the chair.
I also, since you said that, maybe Captain Morgan, it wasn't a stylistic choice, but he has a fucked up back. So it's literally, I mean, he's a pirate.
Yeah.
They lived rough lives.
They did.
He probably tweaked something.
I'm sure. He probably pulled something, and I would like you to not move an inch for the rest of the podcast. Megan started to take her sweatshirt off. We really are in drive time, you guys. We really are in drive time. I got my leg up on the chair. Megan took her sweatshirt off 2 sentences in, like, whoo, it is. We are fired up.
It is getting hot. It's hot in the studio.
Oh, somebody turn on those fans.
Oh, God.
Who are you, my landlord? My almost soon to be former landlord? That fucking motherfucker. It's hot in here. Turn on the AC. You fucking, I hate that guy. And I'm
get
young.
My joke? Get my joke? Because your AC's broken.
Get it? Because your AC.
So you can't turn it on.
Get it? Because your AC's.
Do you get it?
It's funny because we're in New York City and you pay a fucking stupid amount of money for this apartment and we're in a heat wave and a pandemic. And it's funny because you texted me at 10 a.m. and said, hey, my AC's broken. And then I didn't even text you back. And then when you called me at 1 o'clock, I picked up and said, hey, I just got your text. I'll get it in the next couple days.
You know what makes it extra funny is that it's his job to fix it. So it's not like it was just like, you know, neighbor being like, whoa, it's hot in here. Get that AC going. It's the guy who is responsible for making sure you have working AC.
Right, right. And it's also the same person that when I said, hey, can I get my rent lowered because everything else is lower in the building and there's a global pandemic, he said, oh, forget about it. You want a discount? Forget about it.
Have a great day.
Oh, this cunt. I'm so excited. I'm going to write the check today and I'm going to figure out how much money I want to leave out.
All?
I'm so close. I already have the new apartment paid for.
It's true.
What's he going to do? Kick me out? You can't evict your tenants, sir. I don't know.
Oh,
I'll pay some.
I do like that.
I mean, I'm not going to pay the full rent because I'm taking out for the hotel.
Yeah, you have to.
And the blood on my duvet. You guys, you got to really get in these Patreon group chats because we talk a lot of shit and then we have nothing to say on the episodes.
Well, I don't know what you guys are thinking. Like, Wendy, regular old Wendy blood on her duvet. No, no, no. This was a non-lover's blood.
Right. This was the handyman. And so I got these two cunts in my apartment. The old guy, and he's like, and he cuts his finger. He doesn't say why he needs, he didn't tell me he cut his finger. He just starts yelling, do you have paper towels? While I'm huddled in my bathroom with a face mask on because I'm trying to keep 6 feet between all three of these idiots. It was like a Benny Hill.
Wait, there were three people in the apartment?
Well, there were two and then three, including me. And Sebastian, you're a big boy. But you don't count.
Assumed you were including Sebastian. That's what I was, that's why I was waiting for you to be like, well, there are two workers and Sebastian. So that's three people.
Yeah.
I have to be socially distanced from.
Well, it's the three of us and they're bumbling around. This guy, the owner is like, there we go. And I stand back up. See how easy it is to not flex your neck at all when I have to do a full squat to like set my coffee cup down. Everything's a full.
I mean, your ass is going to look great.
Yeah, my ass is going to look phenomenal.
You can't sleep and your back's killing you, but man, is this going to be worth
just
it.
Just like, but yeah, so he starts yelling, do you have paper towels? And then I started screaming as I'm like in the bathroom. He's like, do you have paper towels? And I go, no, I don't have a job. Everything I earned goes in this fucking apartment. I use toilet paper for everything. Like, what? I was mad. I'm hot. The guy
I also love. This man is not, he's just a handyman. It is not, it's not his fault. You're a Seabrook.
Yeah, but
he's just like, I get it.
Well,
sorry. I'm sorry I bled on all of your things.
Well, but he's in cahoots with the landlord because this is the same motherfucker that when I saw him, I was like, hey, and he was cleaning out the downstairs apartments. And I was like, hey, I noticed, yeah, people are moving out. And he's like, it's not from coronavirus. I'm like, oh, I don't think they died from coronavirus. I'm saying like people are leaving the city because it's expensive and that's, and you're lowering the price of the apartment. Like this is, I'd already seen on Zillow. And instead of him being like, yeah, you should try to get in one for cheaper or something cool. He was like, no, we're not. This is not, that's not what it is. That's not, it's different. It's different. It's not, this is not from coronavirus. This is not, their lease was just up and he got all shitty. And I was like, I fucking hate all of you.
Also, yeah, they didn't die from coronavirus, but they are leaving because of coronavirus.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's trying to run a scam on everyone in the city, and I'm sick of it. I want to just go to St. Louis.
Yeah, come to St. Louis where you'll just have nice neighborhood meth heads.
Mm-hmm. Asking.
I'm, ugh.
Asking you for food and tricking you into buying them sodas.
That motherfucker.
Ugh.
I'm honestly, I'll never go to that 7-Eleven again because of that guy.
No, because we talked about it in the group chat, but like, so he did, was he just?
Oh, well, no, it's, I don't care. So this, yeah, that's right. We talked about it in the group chat. The other day, I went to my local neighborhood 7-Eleven, because again, support small business. And I was in line, and this guy, like, I said hi to him, and he comes over to me, and he's like, can you buy me some food? And I was like, I don't have any cash, but like, do you want me to buy you like a piece of pizza? Because they have that shitty 7-Eleven pizza. I mean, it wasn't like exclusively a pizza choice. Like he could have, I just was
you're like,
oh, there, pizza. Do you want that?
Do you want food? And by food, I mean this one slice of pizza. Yeah, and not the good one.
You fucking, nope.
The one in the back, no meat. You don't get a pick of meat.
Just greasy cheese 7-Eleven pizza. One slice. And he wanted a couple pieces of chicken. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Whatever. So, and I know he's, I'm like in line and he's holding like an orange drink. And I say that because that's what it was. It was not an orange juice. It was not an orange soda. It was like an orange drink.
Okay.
An orange liquid. And he's, and I'm like, this motherfucker didn't ask me, but he's just going to put that on the counter for sure. Because I'm like, okay, so you were going to buy an orange drink. But not the chicken. Okay, cool. So sure enough, I like get up to the front and I tell the guy, I'm like, oh, two pieces of chicken. And he goes, and this. And like, and like throws it. And I'm just, and I just started laughing. I was like, dude. And then I get outside and he's got like, he was nice and he was fine, you know. I'm not mad that I bought him the chicken and the drink. It's whatever. It was just the like, in the beginning, just be like, can you get me like something to eat and drink? And I've been like, totally. So, but then I go outside and he like meets up with his lady who's out front and they like talk for a second and I'm in the car and I see him like, and she looks over and my windows are all up, but she starts like saying something clearly to me and like walking towards my car.
No, goodbye.
And I just shook my head and I was like, dude, I just fucking bought y'all some chicken and orange drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know. Like, because I guarantee she was going to come over and, like, because they're probably like, this fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah. Well, that's here. I do that. Well, I do the food thing. And that's just from my brother when my brother was homeless and on lots of drugs. And even when he was homeless, there's a time when he was homeless and, like, not even doing a lot of drugs, but he was just like, this is great. People will just give you money. I remember him saying shit like that to me all the time. He's like, yeah, people just give you money. It's like, why would I go to a job? And I'm like, I fucking cannot. And that's not the case with all people that are homeless and down on their luck. But I also can see how some people, you get in that situation and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. It's like the fucking sex work thing. It truly is where you're like, oh, this is fun. I go on and I get the money and this is great. But then if you don't kind of like go like, okay, that was a fun one-time thing and now go back to a normal routine, you can get stuck in that cycle of like, literally it's easy money. You're like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just getting stuff for it. And
yeah, I would say this is a specific problem with like crust punks. Like this is as far as like homeless people that are just like, I just want to be homeless. It's a specific problem with crust punks who like definitely have like nice houses to go to, whose parents are like paying their cell phone bill still. And like, yeah. And they're just like, I just want to be like free for a summer. I just want to do heroin on the street with my buddies. And play guitar and be genuinely obnoxious to everyone I see.
It's such a unique, let's use the word unique. What a unique point of view and choice. And I think it's great. Do whatever you want. But guess what? The money thing, I don't give money. I will buy food, especially if it's like that. If someone that reminds me of my brother, they're like, hey, can I get, I'll buy food all day. That doesn't bother me.
I'll give money. I don't give a shit. If somebody asks for money, I'll give it. When the guy, like, I didn't have money. So I was like, okay, yeah, you actually want food? Sure, I'll buy you food.
Yeah.
I have no problem giving somebody money. I don't give it. If they straight up say, like, I want this for drugs or booze, I'm like, cool, man. We've talked about this before. As shitty as my dad is, that was my dad's thing. He was like, they're homeless. If they want to use this money to get some booze because it'll make it easier to sleep on the street tonight, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, we've talked about this, whatever. And I just have a different point, just have, because having my brother be on the street, to me, I'm like, that to me is, yeah, the idea of like, oh, they're homeless, so if they want to get heroin, who cares if they die in the street? That's how I hear it, because as a family member who is a drug addict, I remember being like, but if you give my brother a sandwich, then he won't accidentally OD in the street, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I think that's a, such a specific thing that I think, like, here's food, please, somebody loves you, your family loves you.
Yeah, because I think the bigger implication with the money thing is it's making the assumption that they are going to use it for drugs or booze, that a lot of people do, which, like, they don't, they won't necessarily. Like, they could just want some money to go get a hotel.
Right. Yeah. I did that accidentally a few times here in New York, where I met someone who was a cute boy. This has happened more than once here. And this guy was hot. And then turns out he was like, oh, I'm staying at a shelter and I can't get back in. And I've paid for hotels for dudes that were just trying to like hit on me to come back in my apartment. And I've paid for three different homeless men. I've bought them hotel rooms for the night. Cause I'm like, well, I guess here you go.
You're really hot. So
yeah. And I give them money and then I will just like leave. They're like, do you want to stand? I'm like, no, I'm good. But that's, I was like, I'm in a position where I am engaging with wealthy gentlemen for large sums of money. I've got extra money. What am I going to spend this on? Drugs and booze? Let me give it to you for a hotel room.
You can spend it on drugs or booze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here, I'll get you a hotel room. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
See, guys, this is the redistribution of wealth we've been talking about that we need to see. And this is also why we will always stay poor. Because Jeff Bezos is not giving anyone any money for anything.
He's not. And, dude... Dude, now this is the segment that we call the Andy segment. Andy, get ready. Here's your U.S. news.
He did send me a message. So,
I made
the Andy report.
Yeah, it's the it's the U.S. of Andy. Listen, I made the mistake of putting on CNBC before we started recording.
You fucking ass, you dummy.
And I sent you the. I, you know what I need to start doing? I need to just start videotaping, like recording on my phone. I'm going to start doing like Mystery Science Theater to CNBC because right now it's the scariest and funniest show.
We should do that when you get here. That's an excellent idea.
Dude, it's like, especially early in the morning because the morning time is the best. So Megan, I sent you this article. I texted you if you want to look it up. If not, it's pretty self-explanatory. So here's in the news. Donald Trump recently, it's been a couple days ago, he's like, we're banning TikTok. The Chinese government, communist China, they're trying to take all of our intel, and we're gonna ban it unless they sell all of their company, this company Dance By, unless or ByteDance, unless they sell completely to Microsoft, the US company. But it's like, and but on CNBC, people are like, but it still would be owned by China and other countries. It seems like a Trojan, that's literally a Trojan horse move of like, that doesn't make sense.
They're spying on our sexy teens dancing.
Yeah. If anyone's going to spy.
The intel they need.
Right. If anyone's going to spy on our sexy teens, it's going to be the goddamn Americans behind Microsoft. So it's like, he's not saying, hey, sexy teens, stop dancing. He's like, just keep that shit within the borders.
Donald Trump would never tell a sexy teen to stop dancing.
No.
I mean, he's probably kicking himself that this wasn't around when Ivanka was a teen.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? He's like, I'm just keeping tabs. I just want to make sure
I'm just being a good. I'm just being a good dad.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you're not like putting, like weird stuff out there.
Yeah, but like you should wear a more low cut top.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm just being a good dad. I'm not. Look, it's just I'm following your TikTok the same reason I walk in on you taking a shower every other day. I'm trying to be a good father, and I just want to know, like, are your bras the right size? Do you need, what dress size are you?
How are your pubes coming in?
Right.
These are all regular dad questions.
Yeah, I need to know this kind of stuff.
Do you need help putting a tampon on it?
Right. No, I know normally
that's your mom. Your mom does that.
I'm a regular dad who cares about you. And I just want to know, do you have the pubes around your butthole yet? Because that That's important.
Is gross.
And also, that's an indicator of hormones. So then I know, are you really mad or are you butt pube mad? You know, is it real madness or is it hormone madness?
Is it just women's troubles?
Yeah. We should, I'm going to, this week, I might put this episode under sex education. I think parents, get your kids just to listen to that. Teach them about
the
pubes.
The least we've talked about sex ever.
I know. We can talk about butt pubes, and then also we can normalize you watching your kids take a shower.
Hell yeah.
Oh, but this is... This fucking person that's, dude, I'm truly defecting. I need to try to get Canadian citizenship, or as soon as I can flee the country, just go over and to London and be like the first person. I won't even wait for you know who to pick me up. I'll just be like, whoever's here, I'll marry you right now. I cannot go back to that country.
And with your luck, it'll just be a hot homeless guy.
Yeah. And I'll have to, it's like, I'll pay for the hotel. I have to get two rooms because I have to quarantine. So it'll be a very expensive trip.
I have to quarantine for 2 whole weeks.
Yeah. No, but this is what happened on the thing with Trump. So he's doing this thing, like railing against TikTok, where it seems like, what the fuck are you doing? And he made an executive announcement. If this sale isn't brokered, if Microsoft doesn't buy TikTok by September 15th, we're banning it. So that was something that he said. He said that. And so they're like, okay, so they're trying to close the deal last night, but they reported it today on CNBC. They played a clip of the president of the United States of America behind a podium being all very serious. It sounded like something he pre-planned to say. He said, look, and I also, you know, I think that in order for this or whatever, something when the deal goes through, he said, I've spoken with the people at Microsoft and at ByteDance. And when the TikTok sale goes through, a good chunk of that needs to go to the United States government because I brokered the deal. That's the article I sent you, dude.
Are you fucking, you guys,
Megan,
you guys.
I thought it was a joke. So I'm watching this morning because I twisted my head slightly to the right at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I've just been writhing around in pain. Like I'm in a hospital bed in traction for 5 hours. So I thought I was maybe hallucinating, but I was like, hold on. And so I clicked, I sent you the article. He's being fully serious. He says, and his analogy he uses, he says, you know, it's like a tenant-landlord situation. Without a lease, there's no deal. And the United States, we're the leaseholders. I'm brokering this deal. So you have to make the sale by the 15th. Otherwise, I'm banning TikTok. And when the sale gets made...
And you need to pay me.
You got to pay me.
Dude, what did CNBC say? Were they just like... They just...
Dude, it's the most...
Did their eyes go out like a cartoon wolf? Like, yeah. Ooh.
I was confused. I was like, oh, I thought it was the news. This is Roger Rabbit. Okay, thank God. Their tongues dropped all the way to the ground. They just stand, they just stare at the camera and they're kind of laughing. They're like, is that even legal? And the chick, Becky Quick, she's like, no, that's completely illegal.
No, it's like super illegal.
Yeah, they're like... they're just kind of stunned because they're like, I guess we actually have to report on this. And Andrew goes, the other reporter, he goes, I saw that as a tweet and I thought it was a mistake. And then we watched this clip earlier today and I still cannot believe that's a prepared speech I don't know. And they're all just like, everyone just looks confused.
Just fucking burn it down. Andy, I'm going to text you today. I'm going to come to Costa Rica. I'm just going to move to Costa Rica. That's you move to London. I'm going to move to Costa Rica. If I move anywhere.
Probably smart.
Yeah, it's super smart.
I know. It's warmer.
I can count to 10 in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
I've been Duolingoing. So, me gusta tu bigote. I can still say that. Which is, I'm pretty sure, the only thing you need to say in Spanish. In the country of Costa Rica, just complimenting mustaches left and right.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's not, yeah. It's just really depressing to even look at the news, but that's a fun, huh?
That's insane.
And there are people that will hear that and be like, this is the greatest president. We need to make money.
Think that's what's more upsetting is that they're, like your mom
is going to be like,
is probably like, finally.
Yeah.
Fucking finally. We need a president who's out there wheeling and dealing, yes. making. Also, this isn't like a trade deal. Like, I think that's the, like, because a lot of people would be like, well, I mean, you know, like, there's all sorts. It's like the fucking withholding aid from a country. It's like, well, you know, that happens all the time. We just don't hear about it. So this is really like, okay, you think the other presidents haven't been paid under the table?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And this is going to the U.S. economy.
And it's, yeah, by the U.S. economy, it's going to go to airlines and him. It's going to just go to
Trump golf courses.
Yeah, it's gonna just go to bail out airlines and then give more money to Elon Musk and Bezos. That's like truly, it's money that's going to, oh, and to go pay for all the major sports leagues so that they can all keep getting tested 4 to 7 times a week.
Oh, they need to, I'm waiting. My theory is baseball will be over by the end of the week. Cardinals, they in big trouble.
What happened?
Oh, they was like, because the Marlins, welcome to Sports Chat.
Yeah.
You guys, we're morning drive time, so we got to cover it all.
Yep, see, we
did. We're your first point of contact for the day, so we have to cover sex education, sports, economics, world news, local news. We got to cover all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Callers, call in with your exact location, and we'll Google some news story in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, because the Marlins had, like, a big outbreak.
Yeah.
And then the Cardinals do now. And it's, like, I think 13 people in the organization. So, like, players and whoever, coaches and shit. And then I think a couple more have tested positive. No, it's, like, bad. And then there's rumors that apparently, like, they went golfing or something. Like, some of the the players went golfing. Like, shit where it's, like, ugh. Because the other, like, NBA, and stuff, they're in that, like, bubble thing where they're, like, all sequestered in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they can't leave the hotel. Like, they're just playing games. Same thing with hockey. And there's no positive tests.
Right.
And then, I guess, baseball, they didn't want to do that. Like, the players' union was like, these people are going to be away from their families for months on end or whatever. So they refused. And they were like, but we're going to be, like, super, super safe and da-da-da-da-da. Baseball... When did the Marlins thing happen? I think there'd been like 2 games played or something. Yeah, it's fucking, I will be shocked if they, like, there's no way. If one more team, one player test positive, I think it's over.
Well, I think what's interesting about the good thing about the baseball thing that they're letting them go free and kind of roam around is it's like proof for all these people that think, well, people can just go back to school and it's not a big deal. It's like, no. This is how contagious it is. And this is how it's truly everywhere right now, is that these people all get tested and they're all negative. And it's like, okay, don't be bad. Wear a mask.
I also love, okay, I'm sorry, but like, we're not going to be away from you're literally away from your families all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're traveling constantly. And most of these guys are, like, young. I think the bigger issue is that they want to, like, go out and fuck.
Yeah.
And they can't go out and fuck, which is, like, sorry, dudes. You're making enough money. I think you can fucking hang. Like, I think that's what's super frustrating and going to piss a lot of people off is, like, you make so much money doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So much money. Arguably too much money.
Yeah, some might even say.
Too much money.
Oh, yeah.
You can fucking buck up for a couple of months. Like, the rest of the country people are not making money and don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Or have jobs and they're stuck in their house. This is, like, you get to go be paid to, like, play a game that you love. And you could have got, like, a fucking all-inclusive vacation. Like the NHL and NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, stayed in a... You think they're in a Motel 6?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like some super fucking nice hotel with like amazing food.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just playing whatever sport. I think. So that was Sports Chat, something we know nothing about.
Right. And now back to Economics Chat, something about which we know even less. It's really infuriating. And I think we always knew, like you said, like, oh, people that play sports, they get paid a lot of money, or like actors and actresses, and you're like, they make a lot of money. And I think the one thing with musicians and with comics, people that tour, that doesn't bother me as much because you make money based on people buying tickets. So, like, if you're going to a venue and you're like, like, that doesn't bother me as much. And I understand you're selling seats to the venue, stuff like that. But when you look at where the priorities are in our country specifically, and we've always known this. We've always known we live in a capitalist society. And so they're all about, like, how do we just fuck the people that live here? If they die, whatever. We just need to make a lot of money and make sure the top people keep making money. And the way that you keep all the people below happy and entertained is literally
baseball.
Truly entertain them. It's a gladiator thing. It's like, give them fast food, give them TV, give them streaming shit on their phone, distract them, sports, so they can be like, yeah, that's us. And it's like, that's not you. You're not part of that team. You're not part of that team. You are like scraping by just to live and survive. And you're cheering for people that make bazillions of dollars to play a game. And they don't give a fuck about you. And it's interesting now because it's just like, to watch, and especially to watch on CNBC, what's interesting is to watch all the people that were like pro-capitalism, now that it's collapsing and they're seeing that the wealth gap is getting so much, and the wage gap. I should say the wages are disappearing. But just even the people that were so for it, now that it's collapsing, they're just like upset. They had this guy who's one of the owners of the LA Clippers, and he owns the most shares of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer. And he was on, and he's like, yeah, some old bald white guy. He's like, yeah, I get tested for COVID 4 times.
I assumed.
Yeah. He goes, I get tested for COVID 4 times a week. All the basketball players, everyone's sequestered in their own hotel, and they were talking about this. And they cut back to the person, whatever, the reporter, and they're just like, okay. And they're speechless. They're like, but don't you think that's like kind of fucked up that people are being evicted from their homes and this is our country's priority? Don't you think that's a little bit?
Well, because that's the thing. And I've heard regular people, ugh, gross, not billionaires, argue this, that like, you know, and like on sports radio, because being in committed relationships are great for lots of reasons. Reason? Lots of reason. That's right. Just one reason, and it's getting to listen to sports radio. getting to listen to AM sports radio.
Oh, God.
But they've talked about, you know, like people, and I do understand it, the whole people need a distraction thing. And it's true. People need an escape. And whether that's you get that from like any form of entertainment, sports or music or movies or fucking reading like some nerd. Whatever it is. Yeah.
Drugs, you know, or like alcohol, that's my favorite distraction. If I'm going to check Wendy out.
Wendy held up her glass of water as if it was vodka.
That's not
I mean, her glass of vodka.
Yeah. Hey, it's 10 a.m. somewhere, you know what I mean? Bottoms up.
Oh, God. But, I get it. People do, because, and this is just not in the time of COVID all the time. Life really, really sucks a lot, and people need distractions. Totally. But there's a time and a place, and sometimes things are really serious, and you need to not be distracted from them.
Correct.
And this is one of those times.
Yeah.
Where, like, I understand you're sad and you miss sports, but, like, I think we maybe should focus our energy on something else other than making sure that people who get paid millions and millions of dollars a year to entertain you mm-hmm. are the ones that are safe.
Right.
When there's people that are being evicted and don't have healthcare and losing their jobs, and probably by the end of the year, a bunch of people are going to be homeless.
Yep.
So maybe just watch like reruns of sports.
Yeah. Or, you know what you could do? I know this sounds weird because as someone who used to really love to do lots of drugs till 4 o'clock in the morning, when I stopped, I was sad because I wanted to keep doing my same favorite activity, which was do lots of drugs. And then I was like, there seems to be another place I should focus. So you could also just like stop watching sports and be like, okay, fuck, this sucks, but I could volunteer somewhere or walk around and just buy people food and orange drink when you see them. Like, truly, it's where you have to just kind of be like, well, fuck, It's like, that's why the drinking thing is honestly, even, and it's, but I mean, I'm by myself too, but even that's why with alcohol, I've just haven't been drinking very much. Cause I'm like, I feel like I should really be more focused and aware for life in general right now. Like to wake up hungover or to get a buzz. I'm like, I'm getting a buzz for what am I celebrating? Like, I feel like I need to be very alert.
Being stuck inside another day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's like when you watch a zombie movie and they're like drinking. Just like, I do not think I could be drinking during the zombie unless I was like, okay, I'm prepared to potentially die tonight. Because 1,000% that's what would happen is you and me would get comfortable and be like, let's drink this bottle of whiskey. And then all the zombies come and then we're drunk, or worse, it's the next day. We're very hungover.
Oh,
and we're
God.
Literally like, oh, just eat my brains already.
Yeah. If we haven't eaten each other's brains. Because, you know, when you wake up and you're hungover, you're just like, it's, you just
craving brains.
Yeah. Craving brains. That's, I wake up and I'm like, I could go for a hamburger, but the zombie apocalypse, everything is shut down. And I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Eat outside. It's hot.
Yeah. But Megan's brain's sitting right here in that skull.
I mean.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. You guys, it's like very early today.
Could you tell by my yawn talk?
I might put fun sound effects in here. I'm making little markers for myself in my edit.
Please do.
So drive time sound effects.
Yeah, we need aougas. This pissed me off.
What?
In our segment of podcasts that aren't this podcast that we talk about. I won't say the podcast, but I was listening to a podcast and they were telling a story about Kevin and Bean. Do you remember a million years ago when they like faked that caller that called in that like fake murdering his girlfriend? It was like national news.
What? I'm sure I may have blocked it from my memory since I probably pushed it out because I've been more concerned with like, how do I not be homeless?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one of the things that could go first. Oh, yeah, an old Kevin and Bean segment? Yeah.
Right.
But I was getting so annoyed because they kept saying Kevin and the Bean. Because they're, like, not from L.A., which, gross. Anybody not from L.A. is
fucking
gross.
Kill yourself. That's the first thing can I tell you. Is I love that we'll be in St. Louis together, and we can be like, hey, and they're like, oh, you live here now? And we're like, we're both from L.A. I just came from New York. Just like, yeah. We have to preface.
I just moved here from New York City. Ever heard of it? Manhattan? COVID hotspot?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar. When COVID very first hit, we had bodies in ice cream trucks. So I think I know my way around St. Louis. I think I can find my way around this fucking neighborhood. Now tell me how many pieces of chicken and pizza you want. And let's get this fucking show on the road.
I'm busy lady.
I'm busy. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've been up since 3. I've got to get... Get on the air with Piglet.
Yeah, I do a morning drive time radio show. Oh, on what channel? The internet.
Yeah.
But it was annoying because they kept saying Kevin and the Bean. And it was pissing. It was just so, I was like, do a little more research.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. How dare you disparage Bean?
Oh, God.
Like that bitch and the piglet. Actually, yeah. I do like that. I do like bitch and the piglet.
Yeah, bitch and the piglet. But also piglet and the bitch sounds kind of funny too. I like piglet and the bitch better. I like piglet and the bitch.
And then we don't have to worry about Fred Durst coming for us.
Right. Yeah, I like piglet and the bitch. And then the sound.
In the morning.
Yeah, piglet and the bitch in the morning. And it's like, scree! Get back here. Get back in this dang pan.
In the dang pan?
Yeah, I'm going to cook that piglet. I want some bacon in the morning.
Oh, my God. And that's the fucking piglet and the bitch. Come get your bacon. I'm crying.
All the segments will just be like, it's just sizzling and squealing sounds. Like we push, she's trying to cook Piglet alive like you do with a lobster.
I almost spit coffee all over my computer.
I'm going to make this Piglet squeal like a breakfast. What?
What? Tyler, if you're listening, I need you to change the Pussy Parking logo to keep it all the same. Don't change anything. Just add the phrase, come and get your bacon. And if you could put the inflection I just used somehow into the font.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if my eyes are watering because we're so funny or because I am so tired.
I vote because we're so tired. But because we're both so tired, that's why we think we're being so funny.
I know.
I hope you guys are
this whole podcast.
I hope you guys are tired. I'm glad there's a pandemic.
I think that's why they listen.
Yeah.
I think everyone's just so tired. They think this is funny.
It's the only bright side about there being a pandemic is that everyone's just so fucking exhausted. Like, yeah. And they're just having like a schizophrenic episode. So finally, everyone's on our level. And now.
Well, and they're just so desperate for sports. And luckily, we're here. This is like the NFL.
Yeah.
We're just a couple of Tom Brady's.
Yeah.
But we look like Giselle. That's the crazy thing.
It is weird. It's just as like, here's what's hard is like to be hot, but then also really smart and good at other things. I think that's what's difficult.
It is. And, you know, I think, you know, it's like people always make fun of, you know, or like get annoyed when models, like beautiful supermodels are like, yeah, like nobody hits on me. Just like I can't, nobody, guys just don't hit on me. And you like, and you can be like, ugh, okay, beautiful model. But the thing is, like, you don't know our plight.
Mm-hmm.
Because us as beautiful models can understand how hard that is when you're so beautiful. It's intimidating to other people. You're so attractive. People are like, there's no way I can talk to them.
Right. Well, and the problem that we have is a lot of times people first, when they first are introduced to us, they're listening to, you know, Piglet and the Bitch are driving to work. Listen to that bitch try to fry that piglet. And so they just hear our voices. And they go, wow, this sounds so... When you're just hearing our voices, they're like, wow, these chicks are super smart. And also, it sounds like they are trash bag human beings that... I don't know if they smoke cigarettes or if they're just chewing on them and gargling on the filter. But something with their voices makes me cringe. And so so that kind of where you're like, oh, these chicks are gross enough, I could for sure bang them. And we seem attainable because it's like, oh, and we seem cool and fun. And oh, we can talk about sports and the economy and teenage butthole
pubes.
We're
very smart.
Right. It was like, so if we can talk about all that kind of stuff, it's relatable. Like, this is what I want. They want, like, look, here's a woman, I would say girl, but listen to those voices.
Uh-oh.
This is a grandmother.
Yeah, this is a woman.
You know, they think like, oh, I could take these chicks home to meet my family. You know, just talk about regular stuff like baseball and putting tampons in your daughter's pussy when she's not looking. That's when it's the most fun, when it's a surprise.
I think you mispronounced a horrific nightmare.
And then they meet us and we show up. This happens so many times. And then we're like, okay, we'll meet you guys. And then it's like, we're so hot that it's...
Well, if you haven't joined the Zoom calls, guys, you really have to. But the one difficult thing is so often, everyone's just kind of in like a stunned silence.
Yeah.
Because they just can't speak in our presence.
Because we're so beautiful. And they're in the stunned silence in these group calls, on the group calls. It's for sure not because we're doing what we're doing now, which is think we're being funny and not being funny at all. And people are just staring at us like the CNBC news anchors look at literally everyone that comes on like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you here?
What's happening? This doesn't make sense. Nobody likes it. You think this is a good idea? Okay. It's definitely not that. They are stunned in silence because we're so beautiful.
I am grabbing my boobs right now.
Well, you got to do, hey, you know what? That's what time it is. It's time to open your mouths, let out a big old yawn, and grab your titties. Even boys, grab your tits.
Just my... It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Every morning at 8 o'clock, I do a stretch where I just put my hands on my boobs, and it's kind of like a good for like your shoulders. Like just arch your back and then hold your boobs.
Yeah. Maybe I should be doing that exercise. See, but that's weird that I even have a back problem because my tits aren't big. Although they are on OnlyFans. I'll plug that at
maybe,
the beginning. Oh, of the
maybe that's why the weight of the responsibility you now have to your OnlyFans is. It's like when the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes.
You know what I think it is? If I'm being honest, what I think it could be truly is when I stayed in that hotel, there were mirrors everywhere, and I was trying to get, like, good shots, and I know we were joking about being old, but because to get, like, a twist and angle, I think I was twisting and trying to get some good shots for OnlyFans, because I'm just taking a bunch of pictures on one day.
Just different hair.
Yeah, yeah, just different wigs, same everything. But I was, like, twisting and trying to get, like, good angles, because there were mirrors in all the ways, so I think I may have pulled something.
Oh, 100% that's what
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I pinched a nerve in my...
Wendy did not tell me this until she's just going to be like, yeah, I think I slept weird or something. Like, I must have just... in my sleep, I don't know, I tweaked something in my sleep. No, what you did was, to take Josh's phrasing, you gross old disgusting bitch. You're a gross old disgusting bitch who literally just slightly twisted her spine.
Right. I was like, oh, let me get
it. And is now crippled.
I'm like, I gotta get a picture of my ass for 3 people to look at. And
oh, that's for sure what happened.
Yeah.
That's how you hurt yourself.
And now I'm gonna go pick up it. And because I'm trying to like get a picture of my ass in a mirror, the penance for that is now to get my coffee. Instead of just leaning forward and getting my coffee, I have to do a one-legged squat and stand up. It really is your posture. You forget. If you've ever been in a car accident, callers, call in. I mean, not while you're driving, unless you want to get in on this sweet.
I've never been in a car accident.
But if you're driving,
that sounds fun.
Yeah. Pick up that phone, especially if you're driving. Get in on this spinal injury club. Your posture really does improve because you can't do any like cheat moves and leaning. Everything you do, your spine has to be like in a straight position.
Yeah. It's like, you know how another great way to have great posture? Being in a back brace. That's essentially the same. Yes. When you can't move your spine, it's very straight. It's very straight when it's fixed in one position, be that with a brace, with a crippling ass picture taking back injury.
Yeah. But it's good. Because we've talked about this, where like just walking and like, which is it your knee that just pops out of place when you're standing? Which body part? Yep. Yeah, it's your knee. It's my hip because my spine pops like out just standing.
Together we would make one hell of a grandma.
Just us on the kitchen line making pies for Mr. Someone out there. Like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Just bodies broken.
Just different things popping in and out of place.
Jesus Christ. Is this another good one? Is this another good yawn talk?
Yeah, that is a good yawn talk.
I hope you're all playing a drinking game where every time I yawn, you drink a bottle of something.
That's right.
Whole bottle.
This is our segment on the morning show called Taking Shots with Piglet and That Gosh Dang Bitch.
Can we say Gert Dang?
Yes.
Piglet and the Gert Dang Bitch. Wendy just did like a little cool scrooch.
I'm really excited for us too, because I found my camera, and it, you know what? It's the camera. I'm not even going to say where I got the camera because these people can suck my fucking dicks. I'll tell you later. But I got a camera that somebody gave me, and I think they forgot that I have it. But fuck them. And
oh, I was like, what's happening?
Sorry. I got real like, fired up. I almost said some shit, and I was like, woo! Somebody get this pig on the pan before she says some shit she shouldn't be saying.
Cook that pig.
Oh, Oh, God. But, yeah, I'm excited because we can record in this jungle setup that I have, this fantasy of just lots of trees in the apartment. And we'll set up a camera so people can see our sweet body movements. You guys, we're going to be recording this side by side.
Sweet body movements.
Yeah, we're going
to
be right.
Guys, get ready. I need everyone to remember. I need everyone to promise your mom. I need you to remember that Wendy just referred to what our bodies do as sweet body movements. And then when you can see us, I just want that to be stuck in your craw. Mm-hmm. Is your craw your brain?
Oh, it is now.
What's your craw? That's a real saying, right? That's not one of our, like, trash.
I mean, I'm sure it could be. I've never heard it, but it could be. Is it a St. Louis thing? Are you going to look it up?
No. Yeah, I am. Of course I am. Yeah, no. Stuck in your craw. Did I just make that up?
Probably not.
Yeah. Stuck in your craw. Meaning. Wait. What? Be unable to say something. As in, I meant to apologize, but the word stuck in my craw.
Yeah, what? That makes sense. Like,
yeah, but it still doesn't explain what your craw is. We're too, oh. Hunter's century ago? See, and now this is world history.
Yes.
Fucking, you motherfuckers, you find me another podcast that covers as much ground as we do, badly. Hunters centuries ago noticed that some birds swallowed bits of stone that were too large to pass through the craw and into the digestive tract. These stones, unlike the sand and pebbles needed by birds to help grind food in the pouch, literally stuck in the craw, couldn't go down any farther. So I guess your craw is your bird throat?
Yes.
Well, glad that's that mystery solved.
See, and
everyone can sleep soundly tonight.
Right. Now that we know, stuck in your craw. So I get, yeah, it would be like, yeah, I don't know. Yes. Yeah, a rock in your throat. I mean, you just read it. Oh, I felt like I might be going to take a shit. Sorry. I've been doing my stretches and having coffee and lemon water.
Callers call in. Do you like it when we record first thing in the morning?
I'm sorry. And I normally shouldn't announce it. You know what? No, I am announcing it, but body positivity and body pride. I'm getting out of this city. I'm tired of hiding the fact that I shit.
Yeah, you know what? Taking shit is part of our body moves that you're going to get to see very soon. Hey, your body's moving to get that.
Tyler, would you put that also on the poster? So come get your bacon, and then taking shit is part of our body move.
Just what? Oh God!
If there was a zombie apocalypse and we were hung, like if we were hung over and talking like this, they would walk in and be like, "We're gonna get those."
Oh, they're one of us,
and they would be like, "Oh, they're oh, they don't have. There's nothing there. We're not even gonna check." They hear us. They're like, "These girls, they're in there talking. They must have big old brains. They won't shut the fuck up." And all our sentences are like. Half finished.
Taking shit body move.
Yeah. Taking what? Shit body move. I don't know. This coffee loosened it up. My shit was stuck in my craw. You're like, what? Zombies are like, that's not how you use that.
You're like, we're fucking zombies and we know it. We didn't have to Google it. You're right. We should pray for a zombie apocalypse because we will be safe.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, my body is. And it's so fun is to wake up. So wait a minute. What's it like?
Hold on. Let's go back. Did you just say this so fun is?
Probably. To wake up? I'm so checked out.
If somebody could please check up on that.
I like that. I'm editing this later. Look, I'm gonna edit this, but in case you didn't notice, we don't listen to it once we are done recording.
Oh no. Even when we edit the episodes, we're not listening.
When I edit, I just look
just
for...
randomly.
I'm randomly just putting in horn and ooga sounds. And anytime I see like crossover audio, just to make sure I play it. And then I go, na na la 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 la. I put my fingers in my ears and I'm like, na 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 na.
Well, because God forbid you hear anything.
Oh, I don't know.
That's why the episode descriptions are just like, fuck it, I don't know.
Yeah.
That does seem like something we would do where we just stop writing episode descriptions and we're like, oh no, we did it for you guys. Because then it's like a surprise.
Right.
It's not because we're lazy. It was a pointed decision.
Right. This is like, because we
from our craw to yours.
You know what they say? Cold craw, warm hands. Oh, save that fart for the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. What a waste that was.
I mean, you gotta save something again. Oh man, I'm so excited. Mostly just to record our farts. We'll probably stop doing the podcast once we're actually hanging out with each other. We'll be like,
we're just gonna record our farts.
I just want to record our farts in a jungle. Again, I'm going to have misters going. I'm going to have no furniture and just trees.
Just we'll get a fog machine.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
Oh, I love all because everyone in New York will be like, Wendy's really lost her mind. She moved to St. Louis, which everyone in New York thinks is gross. Well, they think
hello.
Excuse us. To be fair, it's not just St. Louis that they think is gross. It's everywhere but New York that they think is gross. And then they're just going to see pictures on Instagram of you just like in a jungle with a fog machine that is your apartment. They're just like, oh. I think Wendy's doing meth.
Just recording your farts. I have you locked in like a cage. I'm just feeding you cheese.
This sounds great. I'm totally okay with this scenario. Yeah, I just get to eat cheese and beans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sign me up.
Yeah, cheese and beans. You get to sleep in a little cage.
Get this piglet in that feed cage.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I know you just bought a house, but think about it. I know it's your first weekend of sleeping in a king-size grown-up bed.
Oh, that really is, by the way. Wowza.
Yeah, because what size was your guys' bed before?
Our bed was a queen, but then the bed we've been sleeping in the last year and a half was a full.
Mm.
And there's it is mind-blowing how big of a difference. Especially because we've been sleeping in that full bed. But the king, like, I put my arm out. I'm doing an act out. The act out is I'm sticking my arm out. It doesn't like fall off the side of the bed. There's so much bed. I can't wait for like when Preston's gone. Ugh. And just to sleep in like a king. I'm going to sleep diagonally like a starfish. It will not be comfortable. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to touch all corners of the bed. I want no fingers can touch each other. Everything's spread out. It is the most fun part of having a big bed. And being alone. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, oh, I can't wait to go back to my big bed in 15 hours when my work day's over.
Yeah. What are you guys doing today? You have to. This is, and now we're doing small business talk. So if you want to start your own business.
Don't. I'd recommend don't. That's what Wendy was saying this morning. She's like, it's so great because you guys are like so successful, but like it's, you know, like you're really busy. And I'm like, yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Well, look, pretty soon. And
following your dreams is dumb because if they work out even mildly, you have to. Turns out you got to do stuff.
Yeah. If your dreams, I don't know if, I think we may have mentioned this in the group chat. I don't know if we've talked about it on the show. Yeah. Try not to follow your dreams or like visualize dreams or even entertain them because they might turn out to come true in some way that you never thought possible. For example, 7 years ago, Megan and I were on the phone late, drunk, and talking about we're just gonna move to Vermont and open an Airbnb where we do C-list shitty stand-up comedy and we sell homemade jam and we're going to eat each other's pussies and we thought that'd be so funny. What a funny dream.
I don't remember that part of it, but I'm fine with it.
I think I remember the conversation where we said we were going to, we said, we're like, we said, We said, man, it's really a bummer that we like don't want to go down on each other because that would be perfect. And we were like, yeah, well, we can just force ourselves to learn.
We'll just learn to love it.
And now, and what was a funny joke is now becoming a real thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's the end of the world, so it's going to be pretty easy.
Yeah. We had a joke dream. That's now a real dream.
So that's what, so what we're saying is don't dream. Big or small, just don't do it. Don't. People say, you know, a lot of moms, not us, because we're the best moms, but a lot of moms, you know, tell their kids, reach for the stars. Whatever you want to be, you can, if you just work hard, you can do it. And exactly. You got to work hard. And to that. So just don't dream. Because you too might someday have to work hard and actually follow through opening a jammery. That's what I'm going to call it. A jammery and C-list comedy club.
Right.
And eat your other mother's pussy. You might also have to do that.
Right.
And you don't want to. But who... Nobody else is going to eat this pussy.
I know. This pussy's not going to eat itself. And I'll tell you this. At some point, and I know it's not jam, but I'll be goddamn if I am not moving.
I'll be goddamn?
I'll be good and gert darned if we are not going to be in St. Louis where I will be helping you make ham pies in the kitchen. And I will work for ham pies. And then... And our off time from that, we will be putting terrible comedy into the world via this podcast. You guys?
You're welcome in advance.
The prophecy is nigh.
I think a lot of prophecies are nigh right now.
The prophecy is nigh, and it's stuck in our craw.
Damn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart.